everyone, and welcome to Beyond Words, a Novel Idea. My name is Logan, your sound and audio engineer. Today we are joined by our host, Colleen, our co-host, Paul, and today our guest is Joan Prisk. She is the owner of Sugar Shack Farms, a multi-use venue for weddings, social gatherings, community festivals, and filming locations, and more. Joan is a recently retired teacher and now devotes her time to Sugar Shack Farms and her community. How are we all doing?
Good.
Good.
How are you?
Great.
Good. Good to have you, Joan.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us today.
Yes. Thank you. So, Joan, you own Sugar Shack Farms.
I do.
And why don't you give us a little bit of information about what Sugar Shack Farms is and what do you do there?
So Sugar Shack Farms is a 30-acre property with a 3,500 square foot barn and five ceremony sites. We have an 1893 home that was owned by the Martins, and it's on Martin Dairy Road. We have weddings, birthdays, reunions, community festivals, filming in Georgia there, any kind of event that you could possibly want to have out there.
Give us the location of the farm.
It's in Milner, Georgia, and I know a lot of people don't know where that's at, but it's about an hour south of Atlanta, and it's a halfway point between Griffin and Barnesville.
And how do we get there?
Well, you have 75 south, and then you could exit on 201 or 205 and go down 16 or 36 to get to Milner, or you can come straight from 75 down 1941 and just keep going, and you're eventually going to see Sugar Shack Farm signs on the right.
So you do a lot of weddings there, correct?
Yes.
And what you do birthday parties?
Yes.
And we've filmed out there, so we know you film out there. And what other events are you having out there? I know you got a couple coming up, right?
So our community events, we have the Grinch event where we have Grinch and Santa and lots of vendors. Last year we had 75 vendors. This year we're already up to about 65 and we're adding them every day. The Velveteen Market is in the spring and we have Easter Bunny photos and lots of vendors again. We've had Faith on the Farm, a gospel singing night. We're about to have an event called Youth on Fire for high school, college, and young adults so that they can have praise worship, food, s'mores, and things around the fire along with some vendors. It's tailored to their age groups because our community recently had a survey done in the county, and that was one thing that 16 to 25 was looking for, to have more events like that. So there's no telling what we'll do in the future, maybe movie nights, things like that. We had a movie night a couple years ago. We're going to try that again. But I love bringing the community together. We're a member of Georgia Grown because we do have festivals for our community. We actually have four highway signs going down 1941 to advertise Sugar Shack Farms, and we get to do that because not only do we have pecans and muscadines and things on our property, we have the historical, in my opinion, the historical house, but we also bring the community together through festivals.
So why a wedding venue? What brought you to do this type of business, you know, especially from retiring?
Right. So growing up, I was, you know, the pastor's daughter who of small churches, and I always was asked to do a lot of things. It was whether it was the spaghetti dinner or the egg hunt or, you know, anything. And so I kind of just did that my whole life as being a part of the pastor's family. And then being an educator, we have graduation ceremonies and award ceremonies and parent nights and student nights and workshops. And I just have this long history of organizing events. And I just repeatedly had people, no matter where I worked and who I worked for, recognize that I ran events very well. And I kept being put in those roles. And then one day somebody actually said, you know, you should have run a wedding venue one day. And just kind of put it in the back of my head. And then approaching retirement, I thought, you know what, that'll be a great way for my husband and I, as we approach retirement, for my husband to take care of the land and all the things I need manual labor for, physical labor for, and me to do what I am good at, and that's working with people, running events, doing logistics, planning, organizing, communicating, building relationships. And so it's a natural carry-on from what I've done being raised in the church and also being in the education system.
Okay.
How long ago did you actually start Sugar Shack Farms?
So we bought the land 7 years ago, and we built the facility 4 years ago. So November makes our fourth.
So you've done all of this in 4 years?
Correct.
Well, you've been busy.
Yeah.
You've been busy.
So how's it going so far?
It's going well now. We're on the uphill trend finally. When we opened the venue, we were right in the middle of COVID, and so it was, you know, difficult to build something in a brand new county that I had moved to. So a lot of my business was coming from the county I moved from, and that's starting to change now to local business. So I'm excited about that. We also didn't expect to go into inflation and all kinds of battles where, like last year, for example, our second year was worse in profits than our first year opening. So our full year, we're celebrating a 4 year anniversary, but we opened up with one wedding and then we put pause on it to do some more projects at the venue. And then we started up again. But so all of the financial burdens of the economy has hurt bookings. It had hurt bookings a lot last year. It's like, as I said, it's getting better this year. But families were actually postponing their weddings because they didn't have the money. And although my venue is the most affordable venue pretty much in the area, they didn't have the money to pay for other vendors. And so they were delaying, or they were getting married in the backyard, or they were doing destination weddings, or they were doing what they could do. They were trying to buy a home in the economy. But now I'm definitely seeing a huge improvement this year. We're more than double of last year. So great. I'm really excited about that. My community is starting to know that I exist. You know, even in a small town of Milner, on a side road, you know, in between Atlanta and Macon, where nobody even knows hardly where Milner is. However, at my Christmas festival last year, we had nearly 1,000 people come to a side road in the middle of nowhere. So it's working, and I'm building great relationships in my community. And so word is spreading, and we're having really good events for our community. And surrounding communities are coming to our events as well, because not everybody is offering the kinds of events that I'm offering.
That's great.
You said you moved from out of the county. What made you select this particular location?
I had been to Lamar several times, actually quite a few times, to Gordon State College.
Lamar County.
Yes, I had been to Lamar County multiple times for Gordon State College workshops as a counselor. And so I, you know, knew the area just a little bit. I really didn't know Milner. I knew Barnesville. And then we started kind of go on to Rock Springs a little bit. I became a little more familiar with the community. We just decided to drive around one day when I had this idea about building a wedding venue to kind of look at land, and we just kind of went out there and started looking. And I called a realtor about one piece of property and told him what I was looking for, and then all of a sudden he goes, I know the exact property for you. And so we went out there, and immediately when I stepped foot on the land, I knew that it was the right place for me. The Sugar Shack home itself is almost an identical replica of a home that my dad grew up on in Northwest Florida. And so they had jokingly or lovingly called it the Sugar Shack. And so I knew that it looked like and felt like the Sugar Shack, and it looked like my family land.
That's cool. So, that's very cool.
Yeah,
it's nice to have a story behind it. And you've been in business now for 4 years, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you've had your ups and your downs, and now you're in an upswing, right?
Absolutely.
That's great. That's great. And so what is your ideal rental for Sugar Shack?
So my ideal rental, or what I usually get for a rental?
No, your ideal rental. I want this to happen.
What do you rent it? What do you want to rent it for?
Okay.
Your ideal rental.
Like, okay. You know. So my most popular rental is a wedding venue, but my goal and dream one day is to have more filming done at the venue. I love celebrating couples and their nuptials and all of that. But when I first stepped foot on the land, and there was this grove of trees that actually was used in the filming that you guys did. I could see like a fairy tale lane. I could see string lights. I could see it. And I could see actually like a Hallmark movie being filmed under there, where they're taking a walk through what looks like a park, and the guy gets down and he proposes suddenly to the girl. I could see the whole thing. And so when we had our first wedding and the string lights went on and they went down and they, you know, did their dip and kiss and thing, it was like watching a movie. And so that is my bucket list item to happen, is to have that come to fruition. It's just so magical and sweet. I stood there and I actually cried when they did it, because I could just see it, and it's like foretelling of what I would love to happen one day. So I love the idea of going into more filming, because as as someone who was stuck, you know, in the classroom teaching for so long, someone who's stuck in the office counseling for so long, someone who currently is stuck in my home office doing things on the computer for the business, I love just getting out there and experimenting with the creative side and just being with people and being around something that is more active, more exciting. So that really appeals to me, because it's different from what I've done so long.
Yeah. You know, in the film business, there's a difference between a venue and a location. When we did the film that you're talking about, that we shot part of it on your land, I had to go to England during the middle of filming, and I came home and I couldn't get in my house because they were filming in my house, using it for hair and makeup as a location rather than a venue. So are you up to somebody coming in doing a one-day shoot, a hit and get, saying, we just want to use the location, we want to use the woods as the background, or do you want them to come out and stay for 2 weeks to film?
I'm open to any of those things. I loved using the barn. You know, it was exciting seeing the dressing rooms become one hair and makeup and one wardrobe, the tables being used to not only dine at, but also the space in the venue for all the special effects to happen, and the monsters being created and all the things, the grounds being used, the ample parking out there with trailers and RVs and movie cars and stuff. I loved all of it. I loved like the complete takeover of my place. Did not bother me, and coming from my background with events and stuff like that, it didn't bother me, because I was used to, you know, a fire drill in the middle of picture day, or, you know, all those things. I was used to flexibility and spontaneity and unexpected things. So it didn't bother me.
Welcome to the film business. yeah, that's good. You mentioned the barn. Tell us about the barn, because we know what it's like, but our viewers don't. So tell us about your barn and how big it is, and what's in it, and how it can be used.
So the barn is 3,500 square feet. It is heated and cooled space. We have the bridal room and the groom's room that can be used for any kind of dressing room purposes. We have a kitchen area with a fridge and a freezer, a warming unit, microwave, sink, all those things. We have 3 12-foot buffets that can be used for serving lines. We have all the tables and chairs that can seat up to 200. We have a decor room that could also be used. Many of those things could also be used in film. Behind the barn, we have the 1893 house. We have a 1953 truck, a 52 car. We have a 50 truck. We have a 1920s tractor. We have the ceremony lane. We have a courtyard that's lit up. We have 5 ceremony sites, rolling hills, pecan trees, flat pasture. We have just about everything that someone could use for either base camp or for filming, or both at the same time.
Are you registered with the state, the film office, as a location?
Yes, I'm registered as a Georgia film location, and we've, you know, I already had that experience last year with filming, and I'm also on IMDb as a studio teacher, since I'm a licensed educator still, and I have served as a studio teacher on the same film. And I have a couple of days of background actor experience on We Are Marshall. That was fun too.
Yeah.
So what is the hardest part of your job?
The hardest part of my job is when someone has a desire for something that is unsafe, to the venue or violates venue policies, and trying to work through what they want versus what is best for the venue and for everyone at an event.
So like fire dancers or something to that effect.
Right. Cold sparklers in the barn that have a fire hazard, or someone over drinking, behavior, stuff like that.
Gotcha.
If I want to rent your place for a film, how much notice do I have? Because I know you rent things in advance. So if I want to use it the 15th of November and you have a wedding scheduled on that day, what happens?
I could reach out to a bride and see if we can make other arrangements for a different venue, because I have built lots of connections to other venues. I could reschedule possibly for another day and offer a significant discount to them, or even a different time of the day, depending on what the need for the filming is. I would work diligently to make that happen. So, I mean, it could be one day's notice if depending on the event and the I would work very diligently to make that happen. And like I said, I've built connections with other venues.
What kind of notice would you like to get from people who want to use your place?
It would be nice to have, 3 months notice if possible. But I'm definitely a go-getter as far as problem solving. So yeah. I have a history of problem solving.
Film crews walk around saying, we want this tomorrow.
That's right. That's right. So I believe I can make it work. And you have to remember, being an outside wedding venue, there are about half of the year is most of my bookings, and the other half of the year is like one wedding in the freezing cold or one wedding in the in the horrible heat, so there's a lot of open space during the year for that.
And most of your weddings are outside anyways, aren't they?
That's correct.
Okay.
And it's mostly on weekends, so even if a project wanted to come in on Monday through Thursday, is the film the venue wouldn't be used.
Okay,
anyway.
Good.
What's the easiest part of your job?
The easiest part of my job is the planning and the logistics. It becomes difficult when, like I said, someone else doesn't see how those logistics and those plans should be implemented. Mm-hmm. I want to make a change, but we deal with it. It works out.
Right.
All my counseling and teaching and being a part of the church has helped with that.
Helped with that. Right. What would you do different for future bookings? What would you do or have you done different now that you're 4 years in? Of course, you had a learning curve. So now, looking back at what you've done, what would you do differently?
So the things that I've already done differently are, I now have an 11-page contract. There's some events I walk away from and go, oh goodness, I didn't know that cold sparklers were a thing. I didn't know that this new thing that came out, like the beer flower man thing is a thing. So you just have to, or the mechanical bull riding is
the
a
beer
thing.
Flower man?
Yeah, the beer, like the man goes down the aisle and he passes out beer, the ceremony.
Oh, like the
beer. Yeah, giving
like
out
a flower?
Beer. That's right. It's like
I think I've seen that on TV.
Right.
Okay.
So as new things come out that you don't know, I needed to have in my contract, I add to my contract. But then I also realized that a lot of my brides don't read the contract, and then all of a sudden you see the long tapered candles that are lit in the venue, which is against my insurance policy. So then I have to deal with that on the spot. So I try to do a better job of in my emails to say, just remember, this, we don't do this, kind of very gently and kindly say, just some reminders about venue policy and things like that. I'll also make my couples use our venue day of coordinator instead of bringing their own, because you may have an experienced coordinator, but my venue coordinator not only knows how to run the ceremony or event, but they know my venue. They help me because I don't get called up there all the time to find the scissors or find the extension cord, and they protect my venue. and also venue bartender. I didn't used to do that, but some bartenders are actually friends of the, you know, they're guests at the event and they want a party and they're not at their station. So now I use my venue bartender, which is actually my coordinators. They got licensed to serve. So now I have a second expert up there. So all these things have kept me from being at the venue from 8 a.m. to 11:30 at night because I have trusted people that are experts. And it helps me, but it also helps the renters because they have so much expertise about the venue there.
Well, that's smart.
You mentioned a bartender. If I want to book a wedding, do I have to bring my own alcohol or do you bring it in or...
So I don't have a liquor license, and so they have to bring their own, and then they have to hire a venue bartender that's licensed to serve.
So that's been that's what I was going to ask you about. If you had an associate that made sure everything was running smoothly, so that you weren't down there, but yeah, that's great.
Absolutely,
smart.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a long day to go at 8 a.m. to 11:30. Coming off of rehearsal night where I've already stayed up late, you know, and then sometimes I have a wedding back to back on Sunday, so that's a long, hard 3 days.
Yeah.
So, but as you saw when we did the overnight filming, even then I did overnight filming with you guys, and I literally got in my car and drove straight to work and worked for the day in the school
crazy.
System. So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Highly motivated worker.
Well, it sounds like you've got everything under control. You've really worked yourself into something very nice.
Yeah,
and something that anybody who goes, I think, will enjoy. Whatever use they want to use it for, whether it's a wedding or a function or a film, they're gonna enjoy it. And they're gonna get exactly what they want.
They will. They. Everyone says they feel comfortable at my venue.
Yeah.
They feel very relaxed on the farm. They feel very comfortable with me, my staff. The space is. It. They have a great day, and when there are hiccups, you know, I always have like a reflective meeting with my coordinators afterwards. Even if it was a challenging aunt or father or whatever is going on, if there's something that they get upset about venue policy or the way things are done, even if the complaints are not warranted or something has been miscommunicated, whatever it is, I always talk to my coordinators after the event and say, what can we do to prevent this?
Yeah.
You know, what could we, even though we're not maybe at fault at this situation or what happened, what can we do in advance to prevent this? For example, one bride, you know, may get upset because we did the cake cutting 10 minutes early because the event was moving fast, and she may get upset because we didn't ask. And then another bride, if we ask and we move it up earlier, what might be upset because you ask her, you bother her on her wedding day. So we have to know that up front to say, do you want us to get permission to move something up if the event's going fast, or slow it down if it's you were behind schedule, and do you want it to be you, or who do you want it to be? So those kinds of things have helped make our events run more smoothly, to just be more preventive.
Yeah, good.
Oh, and what advice would you give to somebody who wants to do what you're doing, wants to create a venue for weddings or filming or community service? What's the best advice you would give somebody?
I think that they need to spend a lot of time talking to venue owners, because going into it, I had whatever I thought the venue was going to require financially is probably triple that. Whatever time I thought was going to be spent on owning and operating a venue is probably times 10 because of the calls and the emails and the tours and the questions, the marketing, the networking in person, the just everything. It goes into even one event. So they really need to know what they're getting into and what they are sacrificing as far as money goes and as far as time goes, commitment to running a business.
Yeah, it's full time.
Mm-hmm.
Even on vacation.
Even at the doctor's office, it doesn't matter. You know, the hospital. You're answering and you're responding.
That's good. Well, that's good to know. Well, I really appreciate you coming in, sharing your information, sharing your venue, and I know we'll be looking forward to filming there again, hopefully here pretty soon.
So that's right. Yeah, love that.
Yeah, hopefully not interfere with a bride's.
We'll put all your we'll put all your contact information at the end of the program here. So yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so. I just love sharing my venue, and I love sharing the venue for exciting, fun things. I love sharing the venue for things that support my faith in the community as well.
Good. All right. Well, thank you again so much, Joan, owner of the Sugar Shack Farms in Milner, Georgia. We'll link all of her information, all her socials, Facebook, website link for the actual venue, Instagram, TikTok. I think you're everywhere, right? Yeah.
Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.